You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
During these rather miserable times when all we talk about is coronavirus and COVID-19, and like you, it's driving me crazy too. A good three-ingredient recipe, well, that really can solve a lot of problems. But you're all being smart, Alex, today. Margaret in Richmond says, three-ingredient recipe, too easy. Boiling water, tea leaves, and a little milk. This as well, three ingredients, flour, water, salt. Whoops, I just made sourdough. Yes, you did. This from Ray in Mooney Ponds, gin, tonic, cucumber. Mic drop. Yeah, yeah. The Nutella brownie is a great idea. Nutella flour, eggs. And, of course, famous lemonade scones, lemonade cream flour, which I actually mucked up the other day. But Ava, who is 9 years old, well, she's our winner for today. She asked her mum to submit this recipe. Ava, good morning to you.
Good morning, Virginia.
What's your best three-ingredient recipe ever?
It is banana hotcake.
And
banana
how do you...
oat hotcake.
How do you make them? What are the ingredients?
It is banana, oat, and egg.
That's it?
Yeah.
Really? And it works?
Yeah.
How fantastic. How did you come across this recipe, Ava?
We found it in a cookbook.
Where all good recipes are found. Now, do you make this one yourself?
I make it with my parents and sister.
Oh, fantastic. And what's the tricky bit, if there is a tricky bit?
We blend it.
Ah, and so you get quite a smooth batter and then you just pour it in the pan. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Ava, I'm going to go home this afternoon and I'm going to make those hotcakes for my little boy and I'll report back tomorrow on air. Thank you for your recipe.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Ava there, who's the winner today of the three-ingredient recipe, banana oat hotcakes. These are the details that we've got from Ava. 4 eggs, 2 large bananas, 1/2 cup of rolled oats, blend and cook as per pancakes. You can report to me how that goes. Lovely idea.